Coach Glenn O'Neill joins us here post-game. Coach, congratulations on the victory. You put up 85 points here tonight. It was a wild game. It was a 20-point lead for a while, got down to 9 at the end. But for a first game, what's your assessment of the team's play?
Yeah, pretty happy with the first game because we've been pretty pretty yucky in practice sometimes. So, you know, the main thing was just to come out and kind of work, you know, some of the kinks out and kind of learn from, you know, whatever mistakes we made tonight. We made plenty as far as blocking out and turnovers and some choices. But, you know, we did an awful lot of good things also. So,
yeah.
You know, you got to be pleased to beat a team that come in 3-0 and already had, you know, a tournament, you know, underneath their belt. So, you know, pretty good for us.
And you have to like the fact as well that you put up 85 points with only about 7 days of practice.
But we also gave up 74, which is more points than we ever gave up last year. So, you know, good and bad. You know, it's going to be a quick style right there, and we knew it. And, you know, we felt like coming in, this would be our I'm not going to say our toughest test. It's going to be a tough test for sure just because it was our first game, and, you know, they've had that experience already.
Well, you got your post-game going early on with Joey Meyer and Drew Kite, especially Drew. He had 18 first-half points, and the outside shots weren't falling early, but your guard started to get things going as that second half wore on.
I think some of that is legs as far as, you know, kind of getting a second win, and then some could be jitters, you know, for the first game too, whether, you know, you've played a lot of basketball or not, you know, jitters, you know, in that first game. I think everybody wants to get rid of it, you know, as quickly as possible.
I think a nice thing too, you got to Denver South into foul trouble, especially their premier player, Mark Dean, that 6'5 senior, averaging 21 points, and they hold him to 10 tonight.
He might have been a little stretched out at 6'5", maybe about 6'3", but, you know, he's a good player, and, you know, they were, you know, capable all the way through there as far as, you know, they're 6'1", 6'2", kids, and, you know, the big kid, you know, that we talked about, number 10, you know, we said he was really athletic, and he kind of showed that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's good to get out there and play with, you know, athletes like that.
Well, you get the win 1-0, you turn around tomorrow night, and you face a different team once again, a Dumas, Texas team that you've never seen before, and so what are some things maybe that you're going to look at doing differently tomorrow?
Well, just maybe, you know, clean up the turnovers, you know, for one thing. And, you know, we got caught watching as far as on the boards. We need to go attack the boards, you know, better. And, you know, on the offense-wise, as far as, you know, some of the turnovers where we're forced by, you know, some body contact that we're not used to yet. And then some of them were bad decisions. But, you know, we can clean up the turnovers. And, you know, we got kids that can score on the inside. We got kids on the outside. So, you know, we just need to put it together. Right now, we just need time.
Yeah. Well, you got the victory against a pretty good Denver South team, 85-74. Coach, congratulations, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, thanks a lot.